This large artwork is a landscape oil painting in a carved blue and gold frame around 1.5 meters tall by 2.5 meters wide. It shows a gruesome battle scene in the foreground. An entanglement of soldiers on foot and on horseback rush at one another. The knights wear black and silver armor. Their black and brown horses are covered in intricately patterned saddled cloths with red and gold reins. This painting depicts the Battle of the Spurs, a crucial battle in the early years of Henry's reign, and this painting tells us everything about the kind of king that Henry wanted to be. On the left-hand side of the painting, an English St. George's Cross flag waves in the air, and a group of English trumpeters raise their instruments to encourage the troops. On the right, there is a French flag with a red cross on white fabric. In the background is a vibrant green hilly landscape with the town of Terouin in the distance. In front of the town, by a ruined building, is the English military camp. The cross of St. George is painted on some of the tents, and some of the others bear the Tudor colours of white and green. There is a castle on the right and some more tents.
Henry VIII saw himself as a kind of medieval knight, destined to lead his country to greater glory on the battlefield. Centre stage in this painting is Henry VIII himself. He's shown taking the surrender of one of the leading French knights, even though the king in reality wasn't allowed to take the risk of being involved in the battle.
So why was Henry so determined to lead, or certainly to be seen to lead, his armies into battle against France?
England's traditional enemy was France. English kings were descended from Norman invaders from France who'd once controlled both countries. So English kings often attempted to assert their ancient rights over French lands by sending an army across the Channel.
But this painting is not only a triumphant display of heroism and glory. In the foreground, several soldiers are depicted dying or lying dead in battle, particularly at the bottom of the painting, indicating the awful reality of war.
This is not a painting which shirks the awful reality of war. In the foreground are severed limbs and images of the dead and the dying. People looking at this painting may have known people that had died on this battlefield and would certainly have been aware of the grim fate that awaited Terouin. It was burnt to the ground.
These are the words of Ellis Griffith, a career soldier from the 1510s until the 1550s. Describing what life was like for an ordinary Tudor soldier. At this time, the grey bearded winter began to show his face through the cold black frost wind in short days and long nights, which made the weakling soldiers, weak with colds, complain and groan one to another. Some said it was not necessary for them to be lying there on the ground, in the shelter of banks and hedges, dying of cold. Griffith was one of the survivors. Thousands of nameless others died in battle, or from infected wounds, or from disease. Before you move on, you might like to feel the tactile piece of material attached to the wooden panel in front of the painting. It's a piece of the kind of material ordinary foot soldiers wore in the early 1500s, not very protective on the battlefield. There is an open doorway to the left of this painting, beside the end of the wooden interpretation panel. To get to the next artwork, move 5 paces to the doorway. As you enter the next room, turn right and move another 5 paces around the corner of the next wooden interpretation barrier. The painting of Henry VIII is in the centre of the wall to your right.